with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Republicans have advanced President Trump's request to cancel some $9 billion in previously approved spending. They overcame concerns about what the rescissions could mean for impoverished people around the globe and for local public radio and television stations in their home states. Vice President J.D. Vance broke the tie on the procedural vote, allowing the measure to advance 51-50. Proponents described the bill as a first step in putting the nation's fiscal house in order. President Trump is touting tens of billions of dollars of energy and technological investments, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
This is a really triumphant day.
The president traveled to Pittsburgh for a conference with dozens of top executives to promote his energy and technology agenda and
to announce the largest package of investments in the history of the Commonwealth.
The president and participants, including Blackstone, Amazon, and ExxonMobil, said the investments are critical for the U.S. to win the artificial intelligence race. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed gratitude for President Trump's plan to send more weapons to Ukraine, particularly Patriot air defense missile systems. But Ukrainians remain skeptical about how much impact Washington's decision will have on a three-year fight against Russia's invasion. Trump also has delayed for 50 days the very severe sanctions he had planned for Russia for failing to reach a deal to end the fighting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 436 points, the NASDAQ rose 37, the S&P 500 declined 24. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion forces mount a challenge in Idaho.
They are gathering signatures in an effort to put before voters an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. It's worked in several states, and now the campaign has come to Idaho. Most abortions are illegal in the state, and 2 years ago, the Idaho Supreme Court upheld all pro-life laws. The pro-abortion advocates will need to collect a little over 70,000 signatures of registered voters to get the amendment on the ballot. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Texas tries to recover from deadly flooding, an army of Christian relief agencies are on the ground offering help. The Salvation Army has a large presence in the stricken regions, as does Samaritan's Purse. The Southern Baptist Convention is sending aid along with Texans on Mission and Convoy of Hope. At this point, most of the agencies are serving meals and providing necessities to peoples whose homes have been destroyed. This is SRN News. A labor stoppage and participation in the upcoming Summer Olympics are topics being discussed during baseball's All-Star break, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes as harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities. Manfred and Clark say plans are moving ahead, exploring the possibility of using major leaguers in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, a tournament that could be played on an extended All-Star break. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Major League Baseball is also testing automated ball strike systems in the All-Star game for the first time. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.